Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. Before my retirement from pulpit ministry in my former parish, taking full advantage of the second rubric on page 90 in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer, which permits the use of any Sunday liturgy on the eve of the same service, I celebrated Christmas Day with a multi-part midnight mass, which began on Christmas Eve and continued into the early hours of Christmas Day. The service began with the Aspergus blessing and processional, or blessing with water, followed by a responsive reading of the 12th century office, the Great O Antiphons, after which I continued just before midnight with a responsive reading of a traditional Anglican version of the Christmas Eve antiphons. At the stroke of midnight, we rang the chapel's tower bell, then continued with the midnight office with scripture readings, Christmas carols, and responsive readings. The Holy Communion portion of the service was completed, as noted above, in the early hours of Christmas Day. The full text of that service is printed on pages 21 to 51 in the AIC bookstore publication, Occasional Services for Anglican Worship. Listeners may benefit from the AIC seasonal video series, Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, presented in two episodes, each linked from the digital library page with the podcast versions linked from the podcast archive page. It offers historical background and discussion of the evolution of the tradition of Christmas on December 25th, Anglican traditions of Christmas, and the collect epistle and gospel texts from the American 1928 Book of Common Prayer for Christmas Day and the two Sundays after Christmas Day, plus discussion of the 14 hymns or carols for Christmas in the AIC bookstore publication St. Chrysostom Hymnal, which are not in the venerable 1940 hymnal, or which are arranged to a different tune. For this podcast homily for Christmas Day, or the Nativity of Our Lord, my text is based upon the second of the two gospel readings in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer, being Luke 2, verses 1 to 14, which is designated as the reading for the first service on Christmas Day in parishes with more than one service on Christmas Day. There is hardly a pericope from the New Testament more famous around the world than St. Luke's account of the Nativity, which he probably wrote while in Greece or Asia Minor around the period between 70 and 80 AD. In St. Luke's unique, elegant, and flowing prose, he offers Christians his unique perspective, which he based on the information he gathered from eyewitnesses to and participants in the events he describes. Luke 2, verses 1 to 14 is read in nativity pageants in virtually all Christian denominations. In such memorable phrases as, "And it came to pass in those days," from verse 1, and "So it was," in verse 2, St. Luke's word choice suggests both inevitability and purpose, and the clear, strong presence of the divine. He commands attention with numerous uses of "behold" and "suddenly," and having explained why the Holy Family came to be in Bethlehem, that is, to register and pay their taxes, he offers a succinct summary of the details of the coming of the divine Son of God the Father into human history in verse 7. "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." The meaning of these verses is explained in St. Luke's description of the angelic annunciation to the shepherds, including the familiar angelic pronouncement, "Be not afraid, in the King James Version or do not be afraid in the NKJV translation. His word choice in verses 9 and 10 also suggests another of his theme, the universality of the message. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." The final quotation in the pericope, verses 11, 12, and 13 and 14, includes the Gloria in Excelsis, one of four songs unique to St. Luke's Gospel, and his use of the Greek title Christ. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And on this Christmas Day, 21 centuries later, we may still proclaim, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Other AIC resources on topics discussed in this podcast homily are available on our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net, with seasonal videos and Christian education videos linked from the digital library page and Bible study videos linked from the Bible study page. Podcast versions of all three series are linked from the podcast archive page. Information about pricing, ordering, and availability of Kindle editions of AIC Bookstore publications is available through the virtual bookstore link at the bottom of the home page. Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, a Christian education video series presented in two episodes, includes discussion and many illustrations of St. Luke's account in episode 1. New Testament Gospels, a multi-episode seasonal video series, includes discussion and illustration of St. Luke's unique nativity narrative in episode 14. The Great O Antiphons, a seasonal video series in commemoration of each of the last 7 days of Advent, modeled on the 12th century Latin hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, is now available in a new style with illustrations, many new to this edition, from the 9th through the 20th century. Lessons and Carols for Christmas Eve, a single episode seasonal video with 9 lessons and carols presented in a single episode, is also available in a new edition in 2018. The 12 Days of Christmas, a seasonal video series presented in 12 episodes with daily episodes from the first day of Christmas, December 25th, focused on love and other theme words for all the days through January 5th. The 2018-2019 AD edition includes many new illustrations. And finally, the Nicene Creed, a Christian education video series presented in 8 episodes with special focus on the references to Jesus Christ in episode 4, episode 5, and episode 6, with commentary on the changes made to the original creed, which were made at the Council of Constantinople in 381. They are found in episode 7. The closing prayer for Christmas Day is the first collect for Christmas Day, written by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer for the 1549 Book of Common Prayer and modified in the 1662 Book of Common Prayer based on John 1:9 and 1 John 1:5, 7, and 9. Almighty God, who has given us thy only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin, grant that we, being regenerate and made thy children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit, through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the same Spirit ever, one God, world without end. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.